Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their butt.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations.
Uh-oh.
And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Should it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
in
Wall Street Kid.
In a fun, accessible way.
Hate to break it to
you, finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job. Well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the
allowance?
I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had a big lawn. Suburbs.
Big dishwasher.
I just had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. It was like I just had
to
do chores.
Yeah, I just had
week.
To like clean. And
my
stuff,
parents
yeah.
had kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way
That's
to keep your kid doing those
you
chores.
You had company script
the,
that they made
the
you
The intermittent
in.
Reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Sign you tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible
kids.
Responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. The best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got
today.
Some jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but it's
sticks?
Like the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is.
God.
It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Like, nice. The sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery gift.
Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast? Do I have to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box of Awesome.
I've never wanted to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code Dungeons.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
All right, kids, it's sing-along time.
Mom, come on. We're not kids, we're teens. We're in the middle of something. We're trying to have an intervention with our friend Scary.
You're acting like a bunch of kids and my house is on fire, so you're all going to sing, okay?
Fine.
No, it's not fine.
Let's compromise. We all sing.
Scary hug doo 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 doo. Scary hug doo doo doo.
Scary
hug doo 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 doo. Scary hug.
Whatever.
Okay, yeah, this is a good one. Okay, let's do it. Next verse. Next verse.
Lincoln hugs doo 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 doo. Lincoln hugs doo 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 doo. Lincoln hugs. Lincoln hugs.
You know, this was a good idea, Mom.
I'm
going to kill your mom, too.
I don't think so, because...
Normal hugs. Normal hugs. Normal hugs. Normal hugs.
Well, kill me, then.
My pleasure.
Natural one. God fucking
Taylor hugs. Taylor hugs. Taylor hugs. Taylor hugs.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast.
Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding.
A Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
A Seinfeld podcast?
Yeah, it's a Seinfeld podcast.
Oh, wow.
No, it's not. Hey. It's a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Jerry, right?
Wow, this is great.
This really,
really
reminds
smothered
me.
The vibe right away with my zany joke.
This just reminds me of those immaculate Seinfeld vibes, which we try and carry forward here.
At First Dungeons 100 and episodes, Daddy's good. HQ. Second 100 episodes, let's see.
Let's see. Yes, we're technically episode 101 of this madness. This is season 2 of the show. We're telling the story.
No, you push through it, Will.
I fucked up the whole podcast.
We push through.
Oh, Will, it's okay that you fucked up the whole podcast.
All right, let's try it.
We're keeping it.
We're a Dungeons and Dragons
betrayed
podcast.
Normal. Will betrayed us.
Yeah. We are a Dungeons and Dragons podcast that tells a story of four teens from our world trying to change our world back into the world it once was. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the icy cool anime ranger teen of the group. I would like to request a cool sword drawn out of a sheath shing sound.
Shing.
Yeah, one of those, please. Thank you, Esther, who edits our podcast. This week's teen fact for Taylor. Taylor is not a fan of Willie anymore.
Okay.
Taylor was like, I feel great about my mom.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? That guy's a real jerk.
Damn.
A real scoundrel.
I feel like Scary could have gotten a lot farther had she known that Taylor was actually on her side the whole time. But I guess that says a lot about Scary.
Yeah, she was too far up her own ass. Okay, that's Taylor's teen fact.
Hey, everybody. My name's Matthew Arnold.
Is it funny the second time?
Nope. My name's Matthew Arnold, and I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid, and Esther, if you give me like a cool, like, whoosh, psh, like soccer. Shoo,
what the
like,
fuck kick, are you talking sh- about?
And then like a, and then boo, a net, and then like a, ah, like cheer. That'd be really cool. Protective paladin of the group. Really quick fact, because I want to get into this fucking episode. No questions, no follow-up questions. Marco and Grant had to put bells on Link's bedroom door because he was getting up in the middle of the night all the time. So they just had to check to make sure they knew when he was getting up.
Why was he getting up?
Because he liked to sleep on the grass because it's where a soccer field is.
You walked right into that one, Beth.
Damn it.
Well, I mean, I thought that we were a collaborative podcast.
Thank you, Beth.
I realize that Will is making some questionable choices, but I just thought that we asked questions and
Beth
we answered
them. Beth
got
the vibe. She knew when I said no follow-up questions, I was asking for follow-up questions. She understood. Good job, Beth. Thank you for that.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, God.
I'm doing a great impression right now.
Hide your children.
It's like he's here with us.
He's not dead.
Hey, can you get Will?
Just like Willie.
His favorite celebrity, Jerry Seinfeld, is here. Will!
Hold on. Will was in my car for comedians and cars getting coffee.
In the words of the funniest things Jerry Seinfeld ever said, it's not funny, don't laugh.
I'm Will. I play normal.
When Kramer was on Letterman.
I guess, Esther, give me like a Ferris Bueller. Like one of those. That sounds like fun. I always like that. We should get walk-on music. Like when you're
a wrestler?
I was thinking like a baseball player. Do you know what I mean? Like when they have like they play cherry pie or whatever
Sweet
when the guy comes out.
Caroline.
Bum, bum, bum.
Wow.
Go, Will. Thank you, Matt. So Normal Oak is a perky, peppy, chipper, cheery, school spirit, betrayed mascot teen.
Sweet
punished normal.
Punished normal. Fun fact about punished normal is that normal does not get mad. He gets even.
Ooh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Hi, my name is Beth May. Esther, could you add a blood-curdling scream that makes anybody who's listening to this podcast be like, something's wrong. Something's wrong. They need help. No, Esther, just be your beautiful self. Thank you. Fun fact about me is that I, Beth, play Scary Marlowe.
Yeah,
who is a goth punk?
That's how we feel. That's the sound now.
Yeah, that's Michelangelo at the beginning of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 when he's punching the thing. Like, yeah.
Goth
punk. Deep cut, Anthony.
Yeah.
Deep
People cut. Who know that are dying right now. They're fucking livid with how good a reference that was.
Goth punk, seeker of darkness who doesn't want to care Ooh. Anymore.
Ooh. You said goth punk like it's a genre, and that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Fun fact about Scary. Is that her favorite genre of music? Many people think that it's punk or, you know, just alt rock, just regular rock, something like that. But actually, it's kids bop because nothing is darker than a child singing the lyrics of Closer by the Chainsmokers or Toxic.
Or WAP.
Yep.
Have you heard the Kids Bop version of WAP?
Do they have one?
They do have.
What is the... I'm almost afraid to ask.
Did they just say macaroni again?
There's some doors in this house. There's some doors in this house.
I said certified beat 7 days a week. Water bottle. Make that pull-out game weak. That
what?
Line is
Wait,
still
no, what? In there.
They did keep the line that pull-out game weak.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad. In inverse EGOT news, there's a chance that come July.
Come, nice.
That's the name
is that the name of your movie?
Yeah, that's my movie, Come July. It's coming out in August. It's very confusing. No one's going to see it. There's a chance that come July, I will be able to knock off another from my inverse EGOT in terms of wrestling. But we will address that in more detail as we get closer to it. But this is the teaser. This is the tease. Freddie and I have been talking to a wrestling promotion. We may play a little wrestling one shot with them, and I may wrestle in their promotion.
Are you sure this isn't just the plot of your gay porn you're writing?
Shit, I should have made them part of the same Anthony Birch cinematic universe. When we last left you, you were all friends.
I mean, we Everything were teams.
I don't know about that. You set
we
the
were like
house
a group
on fire.
Project. We're like all in the same group project. That sort of vibe,
sure.
I think. I feel like is more appropriate.
Yeah, so Scary cast Fireball, set the house on fire. Link refused to hurt Scary, as difficult as it was. Everybody ended up, intentionally or not, hugging Scary. Link finally seemingly got Scary to join them by saying that he didn't care and it was okay not to care and you shouldn't care about anything and nobody should care about anything because nothing matters.
Hell yeah. I mean, or not. It doesn't matter.
And then as you were just coming off of the high of that incredible decision that you've made to not care about anything in this role-playing game.
How dare
I
you?
Was brave.
That requires
I
a lot
brave.
Of forward momentum from the players. Normal went up to his room and saw that Hermie Unworthy was stealing the original Teeny the Teen mascot outfit and that Hermie was actually Herman Unworthy from Chaparral High School, the rival high school that
I'm
had been
shocked.
Since the beginning of the season was stated to have been trying to steal the Teeny the Teen costume. And finally it happened.
I told Tony Pepperoni we needed to up security. And then look at me, I let the security get lax.
The scam was so good, it teared open a hole in the realms to Goof Realm. And Teeny the Teen in the arms of Hermie the Unworthy, they both, as one entity, leapt back into the portal to Goof Realm, which closed behind
him. He jumped out the window, right?
Yeah, he jumped through the window.
Normal jumps out the window.
Okay, the portal's not there anymore, so you take 2d12 damage as you fall two floors.
Does it, like, close before my eyes or something like that?
You're like,
you're not there. You're downstairs. You guys are all hugging it out.
Don't we hear you? Don't we hear you?
Yeah, outside the window of the front door, we just hear,
Yeah, and all the cops and ATF agents out there are like, he's jumping. And then you land and they're like, he jumped.
Normal spits up dirt and a little bit of blood and like the slightest, most repressed grin curls on his lips. And he says, well, And then I get up and dust myself off, and I turn and march back inside.
No, but the door, are you okay?
The door, no, the door's locked.
Okay, ding dong.
Hey, someone's at the door.
Get on the floor, get on the ground. Get on the ground.
What are you going to do? You're going to shoot my house.
Yeah, get on the ground. What are you doing out here?
You said I can't jump out. I jumped out after. I don't have to explain myself to you.
Get on the ground.
No.
Open fire.
I open the door. A gentleman?
Roll persuasion for that three syllable.
This one.
That's an 18.
Yeah, bitch!
So immediately the one who said to open fire goes,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
And puts out his hand as you say, gentleman. He goes,
yes, young sir.
He lives here. Yeah, he just falls out of the bathroom window sometimes. I'm just going to bring him back in if that's cool with you all.
Yeah, you want me in the house, right? So what's the problem?
So he flicks the safety out of his M16 back on and nods.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go back in now. Hey, guys, just relax. What's the problem? Come on.
He unflicks the safety of his M16.
All right. I close the door. Okay, everyone's okay,
I,
right?
I open the door and I follow you in. I close it behind me.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry, Link.
Yeah, man.
Everyone, can we gather up?
Yeah, what happened? Why did you jump
out
the window?
What's going on, man?
I know we've been through a lot. Just today, yesterday, the last couple episodes have really been a lot.
Episodes of what?
Just episodes of our lives, Scary. I know it's been... I want to know if you guys are in a headspace to receive information that could really upset you right now.
What?
Let me make sure I'm sitting down and I recline in your laziest of boys.
There's no
reason. Bring me your laziest boy.
To be clear, I'm always in the headspace to receive information that will hurt me.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I can hear. I don't have space. What are you going
to
say?
There's no easy way to say this, but our school mascot has been stolen.
But you're here. What do you mean?
No, I'm not the mascot. Link, Teeny the Teen is the mascot.
I point to your chest. You are the mascot, man. You got to keep telling yourself that.
You know, I so appreciate that, and I so appreciate you, and I give you a hug, but it feels like we've been doing a lot of hugging. But maybe I'll give you a hug later. Still processing a lot, but no. Hermie, our friend, Hermie the N-word, you are
right. My sidekick. Where are you, Hermie?
Hermie stole the mascot!
I knew something was up with that guy.
No, you did.
I hated that guy
all the
time.
It doesn't make me feel so bad about forgetting about it all the time.
He took it? Well, where is he? Let's go get him.
No, it tore open a hole to goof around because it was such a scam, and he jumped through it, and it's vanished, and he's gone, and we gotta go there anyway. And guys, I just... it's just like he was with us for so long, and he was our friend. And he told me that he liked me, or he said that he knew that I liked him. And it seemed like, you know, it's just he was with us and like he got burned and he got put through the ringer and he met his father and he went to hell and back. And it was all a lie. It was all to steal the outfit. And I just, do you know how much school spirit that takes?
From him. Yeah.
My whole life I've been waiting to meet someone who cares this much about their school. And what do I find? I find that he works for the enemy. It's like I had a crush on him before. It's like I wanted him, but now I need him. We have to get him back.
Okay.
I've never felt this way about anybody before. That's what I'm saying, guys.
I guess if the shoe was on the other foot and you did what he did. Like, you would do what he did.
Yeah, you would do that.
I absolutely would.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Wait, why don't you do that then?
Because I've been a little busy. I had a plan to steal the mascot from Chaparral, but then this all happened.
Well, what was the plan?
Oh, you know, it was like going to be, you know, we was in early stages.
Were you going to seduce another student for 2 months and become best friends and integrate themselves?
I thought of that, but I didn't. I was just like going to go like smash a window open and climb in and get the mascot.
Well, it's late. We could go smash a window right now and then hold their mascot.
We got to go goof around. We got to go. Because that's where an anchor is, right?
Look, he stole the mascot. He stole my heart. We got to get them both back, and we got to get the mascot outfit. That's what I'm saying here. And look, I know we're all feeling a lot of feelings. We're all feeling
we're fine.
That's great because I meant what I said earlier. This whole thing, it's kind of like a family curse. I feel like my dad and my grandpa, you know, they brought this into the world. I just want to say, if you guys don't want to be here, you don't have to be here.
But if you want to be here...
Then let's get on this adventure.
Yeah, we're all here, dude.
Okay.
We're all going to do it.
So we're all in?
Yeah.
All right. Hands in the middle.
Scary?
Okay, yeah. Right, yeah, I'm game. Who cares?
Yeah, we don't have to do it, but
who cares? I like that.
Yeah,
hang out.
As I put my hand in the middle, I mean mug Scary, and I do the two fingers at my eyes and then two fingers over at her, kind of back and forth a few times.
I'd take the two fingers from your eyes and then I point them at my butt.
I put my arm around you too. It's like, that's right, guys. We look out for each other.
No, we watch each other's butts.
Watch each other's backs and butts.
That's
you watch each
I'm
other.
Trying to.
I'm loving this new positive energy. Hey, let's all do it. And I do my eyes at my fingers and I point them at your butts and then I point your fingers at my butt. And I say, we're the first meeting of the butt watchers. Let's go.
I don't know. We can work
on the
that.
Name. Okay. Right.
Who cares on three?
One, two, three.
I'm watching you, Gary.
We do. All or right. don't, but we're all together.
So how do we get into the goof realm?
We have to do a scam.
We need to pull a scam. Oh. And I have a thought on that.
I put my two hands out.
What are you doing?
Which one's got a dollar in it?
That one.
I open it up.
Is there a dollar in it?
No.
What about that one?
A portal to goof realm.
I'm joking. Because I open up my other hand, and I go, there wasn't a dollar in either hand.
Damn, that's good. I look and wait
and
for
two portals to goof realm. And we look around, like, sniffing the air expectantly.
I had a thought. It occurred
wait,
to me.
Wait, that didn't work?
No, I don't think it worked.
Oh, yeah. That worked on me all the time. My dad's they would just do that to me all day. It always worked.
All day.
And like, a portal to goof realm opens?
Oh, that's true. It never
got
opened.
Got him, Scary. Damn. Yeah. That's good.
I didn't think about that.
You
okay.
know, here's what I was thinking.
Okay.
It strikes me that there's been kind of a situation here brewing that we haven't been dealing with at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like vis-a-vis the mayor and the FBI guys. And then, you know, my mom found out this really great piece of information that she and Willie are working together. Right? Like they got like some sort of thing going on. And I just like, you know, this whole thing has been like a reboot for me again in the last 30 seconds as I was launching out the window. I was mm-hmm. like, I was looking out at the town. I was falling through the window and I was like, this town's going to heck and back. And like, you know, this town is part of the school and the school's part of me. So I got to care about this town too. So I was like, why don't we, you know, why don't we solve two problems with one stone and we scam the mayor? And I hadn't thought on how to do it.
Whoa, whoa, that's a big scam. Okay.
It was a long fall. I had a lot of time.
Well, this is a big scam.
Yeah, because you need to do something even bigger than stealing the mascot of a small suburban high school to open the portal to Goof Realm.
Okay.
So here's what I was thinking. Have you guys seen the movie Yojimbo? I look at Taylor, assuming like,
I don't know. What is that?
It's a movie where like the guy, he plays two people against each other. And so I was like, this whole town is
like
being
soccer.
Ruined by this alliance.
Teams. Huh? There's two teams, and so it's like a soccer game.
It's like a soccer game, but like imagine there was a wandering like Ronin drifter.
Yeah,
a ref. Yes, a rogue referee who was trying to trick the soccer teams into fighting each other.
Well, he wouldn't be a good ref then.
Well, but maybe this referee is like complex and like interesting, and he's an anti-hero.
I mean, they are.
Regardless, my point is like, why don't we trick Willie and the mayor into fighting each other, and then they'll destroy each other, and then we'll get into Goof Realm.
Wait, aren't they already fighting each other?
No, but that was... Mom!
Honey, what's up? I finished turning on all the faucets in the house.
Thank you. I think we put the fire... Are you okay?
You just turned on the faucets?
Yeah, that's all I did. You told me to do that, so
remember
I did that.
I used the water to...
They're all still on now.
We can turn the faucets off.
I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Wait.
We need your help.
We're wasting water. Remember the Sesame Street cartoon with the fish?
All right, let's take 10 minutes to turn off all the faucets in the house.
11 minutes later, because she took her time. All the faucets are
Mom,
off.
Mom, what were you saying earlier about your conspiracy board with Willie and the mayor?
So my thought is that it's a false flag operation that actually... They're working together and only pretending to be fighting each other.
So what I was saying is, why don't we get them to really fight each other? And then it'll be like a good scam. We'll help the town out, and then we'll get into Goof's Realm.
How are we going to get these two adults to go against each other? I mean, I don't know anything.
And what's the scam part?
The scam part?
I was thinking, like, you know, like those funny scams when, like, somebody's walking into, like, a grocery store, and then, like, somebody else is, like, at the grocery store, and they just, like, hit the milk out of their hand.
Yeah, and then beat them up.
And hit them, yeah, and then they get mad. It's like, that's a funny...
take it to the next level. Kill them. I mean, never mind.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny, like, scams on YouTube and stuff, but okay, but, like...
That's, like, more of a prank than a scam, I think.
I think you're talking about, like, what...
We're talking about pranks.
What if we send an email posing... as an eligible single male and or female to each of their inboxes, you see? And then we invite them. I don't know what the second part of this scam is.
We send a bunch of letters to everybody in the town that's over 70 years old, and you disguise it as the Social Security office, and you ask them...
Social Security hasn't been a thing for 30 years.
And you tell them that they need to send you 10% of their paychecks every week so that it will go to their closest relative. And you make it like, in like
really,
government.
That's really jacked up.
That's kind of.
Well, it's a scam. I'm not saying it's a good thing to do.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe like we convince Willie that the mayor is going to screw him over. And we convince the mayor that Willie's going to screw her over.
Okay.
And then they fight each other. And
okay,
then,
yeah, I'm just nervous because it seems like a really big scam. Like, I'm just trying to figure out what the scam is.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how. Like,
I don't know. I was just bringing food to the table.
Well,
you know?
I was bringing Social Security.
Ball. This is all the time I had. And then I hit my head.
Okay.
Okay, so should you go up a level?
Maybe just try doing
like fifth story.
No, we're not
going
to push him off this building, Scary.
I mean, I guess I could try.
Or,
no.
Hey, we could tell him we're not going to push him off the building, but then we push him off the building.
That's a pretty good
scam.
I'm afraid it might hurt him.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah. You're right. You're nothing.
We'll save that one in case.
What is a good scam that we can pull on these?
So a prank's not a scam.
So to remind you of the NPCs that we met so far, just in case that's helpful in any way, you've got Margarita Pizza. You've got Erica Drippins, you've got that library and the principal of Chaparral, some other people you can talk to. The mayor's army is running around, dudelarizing people. You've got...
Do we have Miss Hale?
Sonic, you got May Hale.
Okay, May Hale.
Okay.
Sorry, maybe you guys already know, I just have... May Hale, can you explain to me the difference between... We got to do a big scam. What's the difference between a scam and a prank? I'm afraid all my brainstorming is coming up with pranks.
Well, the end of a prank is... You get to laugh at a person. It's like surprising somebody or making somebody believe something that's not true. A scam directly benefits you in some way. It's usually a lie or something that makes you get money or gives you power or status or something like that.
I got an idea.
Let's hear it.
What if we all, it's Hermes from Chaparral, right? Across town.
Yes.
What if we all change our names and enroll in Chaparral High with one goal in mind? As you know, Chaparral is a better school due to their college admissions rate. We all take the SATs and bomb them on purpose, thereby lowering their ranking as a school and the U.S. News and Report, whatever the fucking...
But there's four of us.
Ah, here's
like
the key.
And like 600 students. No, the math checks out.
Hold on. I don't know much about math, but I do know...
That'll help with fucking up the SATs.
That will help, yes. But here's the thought. What if we start an SAT study group and feed them the wrong answers so that we bomb the whole school and then their reputation is ruined?
Here, a scam often involves the people doing the scam knowing something that the people who aren't doing the scam don't know, but we know because we're doing the scam, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's something that we know that nobody else knows?
That
Hermie disappeared. Nobody else knows that.
Uh-huh.
So it could be like... I don't know.
You and Hermes.
Pretend to be Hermie, or...
Yeah, because Hermes always changing into different people, right?
So, like Chaparral, like, he's got parents, right? Are he supposed to be at school? The principal might, like, is there something we could do, like, that then makes us millionaires?
So you're saying we should impersonate Hermie, torpedo his chances at getting into a college by failing his classes and committing felonies in his name? Oh, we could empty his parents'
I think
bank
it'd be
accounts.
More like we pretend to be Hermie and then convince his parents to give us their social security number, and then we can extract all their money.
Oh.
I thought that Jody was his dad.
Oh, wait, but we met his parents.
You met one of his birth parents. The parents that you met at his house are his adoptive parents.
A Chaparral-based scam. Okay, let's think. Hermie is our point of ingress because no one knows that he's gone.
Yeah.
We all know that he looks like different people, so any one of us could conceivably be Hermie at any time.
We go to Hermie's... Before I say this...
This is safe space, Lincoln.
Okay, I don't want any judgment on this.
Okay?
I'm just trying to save the world. Like, no judgment. I feel bad. No, I don't want to say
that. No, what was it?
Go ahead. We go, we all dress up as adopted agency people, and we go to his house and we say, you two have been such bad parents that we've taken Hermie from you. But if you want him back, you give us $5,000 or something. And then when they hand that money over, like maybe Goofball will be open up because it's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Worst case scenario.
They're going to be worried, right?
That's
like they don't know his kid.
That's great. Worst case scenario, we got $5,000.
And like, maybe some jail time.
No. We
would
leave.
That'd be cool.
No, but we're minors, so we can't go to jail, right?
Oh.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, yeah, no, oh, they wait till you're an adult and then they put you in jail.
I don't. Okay, so we're not going to save the town from the evil mayor who's abducting everybody.
Oh, we can't. I just didn't know what the scam was. I feel like the scam I just came up with, we could do in like a couple minutes, and if it doesn't work, we could save the mayor. We could do the mayor. No, I don't want to step on. You're right. We could do the mayor thing. I just wasn't sure what the scam was.
I just don't know. Yeah, I don't have a clear.
Okay, so like, what if one of us goes in with the mayor to be like an intern, and one of us goes undercover with Willie?
This is too dangerous.
Well, hey, Taylor.
I'm not saying, listen.
Taylor. He didn't even finish his sentence.
I'm sorry.
He was
pretty dangerous. It would be like we sort of let slip that, you know, we heard that.
I'm pretty tall, though. So, like, I can look like an adult.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that a good scam?
You sound like an adult.
Like, you know, like he trusts me. He thinks that I'm smart sometimes, and he thinks that I can outwit people. And so I could go undercover and be like, hey, what do you want? And then he'd be like, oh, is that what you're asking? You're asking me questions? Oh, you're so dumb for asking me questions. But then I could like learn what the question is underneath that and then like learn what he really wants.
Or you could be like, hey, the mayor's scary tells Willie that we got captured by the mayor and then we found out that the mayor is planning on betraying him, right? And then one of us, we get them to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Willie, I guess, yeah, we could see if like Willie will.
I'm like, we're talking
fight.
About saving the world here, so why don't we do a scam that helps save the world as opposed to doing a scam that's just going to defraud someone?
We would give them money back after we used what we needed
fees.
To for the adventure.
After our fees, thank you.
Okay, but I feel like they talk to each other, so we need to like actually get.
We need a separate. Here's the problem. Assuming that your mom is right and there's a false flag operation going on, they're probably.
Taylor, wait.
Yeah, wow.
Your mom's a voice actor, right? She's really good at voices.
Wow.
Do you think she could impersonate the mayor?
Adoption agency.
I bet you she could.
I bet you she could. We're moving away from the adoption agencies.
I'm still on the adoption agency.
I think you're literally split 50-50.
But like, you bring up a good point, which is that we don't have enough intelligence. You know, in the first part of any scam, it's like casing the joint, right? You gotta work things over, right?
Yeah.
So like we could just go see what's going on with the mayor and see if we can find a point of ingress over there.
Okay, so we're going to go meet the mayor. If this doesn't work,
we can go do the adoption.
Because Marco and Grant said, like, the worst thing that would ever happen is if I was taken away from them. So I just feel like it's a really good scam. Like, they would be so upset. And then we would get money. So that's all I'm saying. So, okay, let's go meet the mayor. And then if not, we can ruin these two people's
lives. There's a really easy way of ruining their lives, too, by the way, just as a side note. Mm-hmm. As you said, Hermia's gone. We could just call Child Protective Agency, CPA, and just tell them.
You don't want to ruin their lives. That's not a scam. That's just ruining someone's life.
I don't understand what a scam is.
Do you know where your adoptive child is?
Yeah, see, if you report to the agency that this child is missing and they don't know that, that's pretty bad. I'm pretty sure that we could get Hermie taken away from his adoptive parents.
Let's talk about it on the way to the mayor's office.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why does that be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site. Including Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down. Aww. It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's
in store today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I've always in gift
stress
mode.
Out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay, for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page, let me tell you.
Dude, okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah, let's find.
What does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
A dad.
Beth.
The one thing Etsy can't give.
You sound like a 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Mom?
Yes?
What? Sorry.
You took so long.
Sorry, I was just trying out some voices, I guess. That was my shithead voice. Yes, son, what's up?
Mom, we want to pull a scam on the mayor to play Willie and the mayor against each other.
Like, I love you so much. He just grabs you and pulls you into her bosom. I love you so much.
I love you too, Mom. It's been really crazy lately, but I'm glad we're getting to spend some time together. So, yeah, we want to do, like, a Yojimbo move on them, but, like, we need to get out of the house first. And, like, can we get these guys out of here?
Well, I think that Willie is the one that owns the cops. Do you have any way of contacting him and maybe getting him to call off the fuzz?
Scary.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
A scam, maybe.
Yeah?
So, what if you guys just, like, play dead really quick?
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Drop to the floor. Maybe we could get some fake blood or do something like that. And then I'll take a selfie.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, yo, Willie, this happened.
And like you say, like you did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that. And then the cops will leave because they think we're all dead.
Yep.
You're super in with Willie.
I'll be like really like strong about it too. I'll be like, I did it. Now let me out of this fucking house.
Yeah. And then you know what's great too is then, you know, maybe you'll be like, I need a harder mission. And then he'll send you to work for the mayor. So you can be like, I can spy on the mayor for you or something.
Okay. It's all going to go like that. I'm sure.
So that's funny prank. When does it become a scam? I like this. So we all die. Willie's like, oh, cool.
Well, I don't. So then, so Scary gets in with the mayor's office. She becomes the spy in at the mayor. And then the three of us, we're dead now, right? Mm-hmm. So we can go wherever we want. We can do whatever we want. So we're on the outside.
We
we're
spook
hiding
her?
In the shadows.
Wait, what did you say, Matt?
We spook her. We go, boo-ha. Like, she thinks we're dead. And that's just a prank.
That's still a prank.
That's something, but maybe we get some intel from Scary, our woman on the inside, and then we use that to pull the scam.
So we could also just go to the mayor's office because she won't be suspicious because she thinks we're dead. And we can sell her chocolates for charity.
But the chocolates are full of X-Lax.
But we keep the money.
Yeah.
Oh, we say it's for a charity.
Yeah.
And it's not.
But
it's not. It's just going to line our pockets. This is a good scam.
What's our fake charity called?
That's how, because the mayor doesn't let anybody come to her. So you pretend to kill us. And then when you get there, because she'll probably invite you because you like killed us. While you're there, be like, hey, while I'm here, can I sell you some chocolates? For the charity.
Yeah.
And then when she hands the money, you just need to say out loud, like, psych.
Gotcha.
As for me, and hopefully the goof room will be open. And we'll be in the cart with all the chocolates so that when the goof room opens, because we have to be where Scary is.
Perfect.
Because we all have to jump in.
Okay.
So wait, sorry, Lincoln, just to be clear.
I don't know what I said. So like, if you guys remember,
it's gone now.
Scary is pushing like a flight attendant trolley full of chocolates.
It's
but
perfect.
We're...
No, Scary, okay. Look, we already have plenty of experience hiding in food-based objects to accomplish goals. Yeah. Here's what we do. Okay, there's a lot going on. We're dead. No one knows. Scary's in with Willie. She goes to the mayor. What's this gift that she brings to the mayor? Why, it's an entire crate full of Swallows vegan ice cream. The best ice cream in town. But you know who's in that ice cream?
But for charity. No, she's selling it for charity. She's got to sell it for charity. That's the scam.
That's the scam.
The scam is getting the money. It's just giving them...
just giving them ice cream, but it's not ice cream.
I'm with you, Normal,
Scary,
but it's just a prank.
Scary thinks her desk to get
money
us out of here, and then she wheels us over to the mayor. We scam the mayor. We go open the portal, and then, you know, we...
it's a big
we
scam. Scam. The mayor is doing a lot of legwork in that.
It's a big scam.
It's a load-bearing
It's a big scam, because, like... You
huge
know, you,
scam, and then, by,
you
can then tell as her, we're like, jumping out, as we're going into Goof Realm, we say, by the way, Willie lied to you. This was all to sabotage you, just so we get that going.
Yeah.
You know?
And then we also...
You ever been in a writer's room and somebody really wants this one idea to make it into the episode? Guys, I just keep thinking about this one thing I had.
Well, what about...
It feels like the room is kind of circling it, too. We just keep forgetting.
Right, well, maybe we'll find out more information. It. What's nice is if we're all in the cart, we can pivot. We can change our plan if we're... In there, we find out something good about the mayor. We can always change
this
the scam.
This plan has what Nassim Nicholas Taleb calls optionality, which means you have the ability to choose what you're going to do at any moment.
Wow. Ooh.
He's an ancient philosopher from the old days.
Who was really into like how buff he was.
Oh, okay.
So it sounds like your plan is, at the very minimum...
Anthony, read it back to us verbatim, please.
Yes. So you are going to fake the murder of everybody at the hands of Scary. You're going to have Scary put on the hat and talk to Willie and tell her about that. Somehow parlay that into a meeting with the mayor. When you're with the mayor, you're going to try to sell her a bunch of vegan ice cream. As she hands you the money, you are then going to go, psych. And then hopefully...
It's not for charity, it's for us.
Psych, it's not for charity, it's for us. And then I guess you all jump out of there. And also, it's not ice cream. And then you all jump out of the ice cream, and hopefully a portal to Goof Realm opens, and you run through it. As you jump through it, Normal says, by the way, this was all planned from Willie. He hates you.
What could go wrong?
Mrs. Oaks Garcia?
Swallows Oaks Garcia.
I'm so sorry. Mrs.
It's okay,
Swallows
a lot of people
Garcia.
Get it wrong. I get it wrong sometimes.
We should probably have her pretend to be dead, too, and then you can say, like, I didn't mean to kill her, but she saw it, so I had to...
She got in my way.
Collateral damage, she got in the way.
Yeah.
Just, like, the more death, the better, in terms of, like, Willie being really proud of you
this
for that.
This is fun. Yeah, that's fun. I have some corn syrup and some red food coloring. We could make a whole project of it.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it. Okay.
All right, so does somebody want to roll... Is there something for like crafting or artifice?
I also, not to like hijack this, but I think there's a 1 in 20 chance that...
You roll a natural 1.
No, yes. That's, you know what? You're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
You.
I hear you.
Or that Willie convinces you to join him again or something.
And no, that Scary tries to kill you for real.
What? That's for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
I mean,
1 in 20, I'll take those odds.
So we're going to roll what? Like
feels like deception. Just a...
Oh, deception. That's good.
Why? Well, I had a question for
the group. 3. I'm breathing.
So when she takes this selfie, your eyes are open and you're looking at the camera, but also
I guess it should be a group roll probably, right? We all...
Yes. Everybody roll deception together.
Advantage because it's on a phone and all that jazz, you know?
Because it's on a phone.
The plan is she's taking a selfie.
Yes. You have multiple tries at this, okay. I feel. So yeah, we'll say advantage.
All right. I rolled a 4 plus 4, 8. Taylor the entire time is trying to figure out what's the right, most believable pose that he would die in. Just doesn't make sense that I would be stabbed from the front because of my skills.
It feels like with an 8, you cannot help but like go into seppuku like pose. Like you did it to yourself because you're a samurai.
Yeah. It's all the poses where you're like, I don't know if that quite. And that's also, I'm not totally still.
I got a 10.
Okay.
It's going to be all up to your deception roll, I think, while you're talking to Willie with this.
All right, Scary, go ahead and make a roll.
I got a 12. Is that for deception?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to roll to see if I'm compelled to want to try to kill you guys. Well, it's like when you said 1 in 20 chance that she would join Willie, I think the odds are more like 5 in 10.
Wait,
that
what
she
we're doing is we're just
Willie.
Laying down on the ground, though. So how are you going to kill us?
Well, I'm just going to, if I get a natural 1, that's what happens.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Good God. This is a dangerous ass roll. We're all just going
to
let this happen.
I'm just trying
Does
to
Does anybody think that's untrue to her character? Because I sure don't.
Go ahead.
Go roll.
A 7.
Oh, the most one resembling
I
number.
I want to take an insight roll to see if Link just saw Scary look at them a little weird. It's like, as like Link's covering himself in blood, he notices Scary just like glancing at him.
Yeah, go ahead and make an insight roll.
It's an 11.
Oh, you didn't notice.
Like, 2 1s.
She's probably thinking of soccer.
Okay, so that's your first picture you took. It kind of sucks. What I'll say now is that you'll take the picture again and it's a good one. But now when you show Willie, you're going to have a 50% chance of showing him the wrong one. Because they're both on your phone and the thumbnails look identical. And this phone doesn't allow you to delete pictures.
Wait, scary. Delete.
Oh, damn, dude. Scoot, bitch. Scoot, yeah. Dude, fucking crush.
Sorry, I'm one step ahead, Holmes.
Oh, that's man. The ultimate fucking invisible wall, like, in a video game. Just, like, turn the corner. Nope.
Wait, nope. Scary. Take another picture on my phone, which allows you to delete pictures.
I can do this.
You got this, Scary. I would like to cast guidance on Scary.
Okay.
Scary. And I put my hand on your shoulder and I say, you can do this. You're like really good at this kind of stuff. So just believe in yourself, but don't care. You don't care. You don't care how this goes.
You don't
give a shit if we live or die. You don't care what Willie thinks. Nope. So just, you know, don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
Don't give a French and frick, dude.
Okay.
And I cast guidance. So yes, now once before the spell ends, roll a d4 and add it to an ability check of your choice.
Which we will say is also a skill check because fuck ability checks. I don't care.
What's the difference?
Ability is like wisdom, strength, blah, 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 blah. Skill is like deception.
I see.
Scary when you're talking to Willie, just actually pretend we're dead.
Okay.
I think that'll be, yeah, there you go. Right. That smile, that was odd, but yeah.
And Scary, if this doesn't work, I'll kill you.
Okay, cool. All right, that's fine. I put on the cap.
You fall asleep, and you're back in the void, and Willie's there.
The instant that she's down, I draw my katana and hold it at her throat.
Okay.
And if she betrays us, I will not hesitate to pull the trigger.
We're supposed to be playing dead, dude.
Well, we already took the photo, picture, dude.
Oh. The entire time you've been playing dead.
I get up.
Hey, Willie.
What's going?
You know, I was just kidding when I asked for a hug. That was
No, I know. That's why I laughed at it.
I know. That was a pretty good scam, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's don't fucking pat yourself on the back, but yeah, it was pretty.
Worth a try.
It was funny.
Okay. Well, just want you to know that I did it.
You did what?
You don't even know. I killed him.
You killed who?
Some would say friends, but more like foes and dead ones at that.
You can see he's trying not to get irritated. He goes, so you killed the three people who we can put into the Amagara fault door so we can get to the other realm where there's an anchor?
Yes.
So you killed the only way that we could get to the other realm is what you did.
I just got mad.
You have to.
How do you guys think she's doing in there?
I think she's doing great.
She's so peaceful when she sleeps.
She's really sweaty right now.
You're supposed to be the smart one. You're supposed to be the one that can control your emotions. Normal's the fuck up who can't control his shit. What do you mean you got mad?
I got mad.
How did you kill the. How? What did you do? Are their bodies still.
I cast a spell and I.
What spell?
I cast.
What did you cast?
Cast.
Are you fucking lying? He leans in close, fucking Logan Roy style. He's like, are you fucking crying?
I'm not crying.
He leans in close. He goes, you fucking lying to me? And he's going to roll insight on you. So he got a 6. So he goes, nah, blurry. You're not lying to me.
It's a little blurry.
You really did kill it. I mean, I'm.
Yeah, I cast Spider Climb, but I didn't cast it well, so they all fell down from a height and they all died.
You
and I did that on
Beth.
Purpose.
You have fireball, Beth.
I cast fireball too. And you know what? I cast my face against their skulls and I felt them crack.
Okay, so.
And I didn't care. I show him the photo.
So he sees your three other pals covered in blood.
And
as
I'm
well
dabbing.
As Mrs.
My eyes wide open, staring straight at camera.
I'm dabbing.
Anthony, by the way, here's the thing. It's that if she accidentally hits live photo, you can see all of us like getting up.
Yeah, at the very end. That's what it is. Okay, so roll a d20. 11 or above, you hit the right one. 10 or below, you hit live photo.
Oh, God. Okay. 14.
Ooh. Okay. So you put up the correct photo. Everyone looks dead. Now you just got to sell
How
it with
cool,
your deception roll.
But Taylor looks really cool dead, though.
Taylor thought he looked so cool when he was dead, but he didn't.
Yeah, he looks like a little fucking dweeb.
Yeah. Okay. Here
dying with his butt in the air like that.
Fuck, I got a 9.
So he goes, what are you not telling me?
I cried after I killed them. I was really, I know that I just, you know, decided not to care anymore, but part of it tugged on my heartstrings as a former friend. And then I also, peed a little bit.
So you, When you first start talking about crying, you see this like disgust on his face, and he like kind of like recoils back a little bit. And the pee thing, he was like, bleh. But just go ahead and roll deception with advantage, because the idea of you being a big baby.
A little teenage girl.
Yeah, a little teenage advantage girl. That's what he was hoping.
I know, but oh, fuck yeah, 19.
Wow.
The first roll was a 1.
Oh, he goes, okay, well, we don't have to talk about girl stuff. That's fine. You did what you had to do. Okay.
Yeah, I hate when girls pee. Yeah.
Yeah, not like the peeing, the crying. Like. I know you pee out of the other hole even. So, pretty big deal that I know that.
Really? Ally.
Yeah, right, you're an ally.
I am. That said, you're fucking stupid for killing them, because now we have to find another way into Faerun or Earth, I guess.
Well, but I was thinking we could work with the mayor. She probably has all sorts of ways into different realms and stuff like that, being as shifty as she is.
Yeah, I mean, that's where she's from originally. You're not wrong. Maybe
she
has a way back.
Faerun?
Well, she's from Earth. You know, Earth. The place with the doodler's ass is overhead.
Yeah.
That's Earth. So yeah, she is from Earth originally, and she came here, and I got her onto our side. But yeah, that's not the worst idea.
I could just be like a intern for her, work my way up, and then.
Or you could just ask. You could just go ask.
Yeah, yeah, I could do that.
I can call ahead.
Do you want to call on a special phone?
Roll deception.
2. I didn't think so, but
he's like, no, I never use other people's phones. There's too many of those phones that only dial one number hanging around. I don't trust them.
Yeah, no, give her a call.
Okay, so he takes out his phone and he dials a number with 17 digits in it. And
what a cursed number.
Yeah.
What a strange non-Euclidean phone number with digits beyond our wildest imagination.
So you're telling me,
what did you love best about season 2? Oh, the world building.
So you're telling me he dials into like a Zoom conference line where there's like, yes, you're putting your meeting ID and shit.
Yeah, and he goes, representative.
And then I change my background to the dead bodies.
He dials a 17-digit forbidden number.
69, 69, 69.
Yes, 69, and then a 6 at the end.
It's 69.
Oh, no, 420 is better, yeah.
It's 69, 420 times, baby.
Just wait there for a minute. So, yeah, he calls her. He goes, yeah, so I got a kid that's going to come by. Just show her the portal. Like, you have some way of portaling around or something. I don't fucking care. Just talk to her. I'm dealing with other shit right now. So, yeah, she's going to.
What are you dealing with?
Your fucking dad's.
Oh, and how are you doing that?
I'm going to find a way to make sure that they're not much of an issue anymore. But to say anymore would be, it'd be spoiling it, frankly. For you. I mean, you hate your dad, right? Your stepdad, Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah, so fucking, why have your birthday cake before your birthday, you know?
Damn, I guess.
I should have made that a present reference, like,
yeah,
a present metaphor.
Well, because you could eat birthday cake at any
time. I didn't
time.
Ask you to fucking agree with me. I'm just trying material out on an audience. I don't fucking ask for feedback.
I know. Yeah. And I don't really care. I mean, like, I don't.
All right, so we're done here? We're good?
Yeah.
Yep, fuck off. And then you wake up.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh wait,
Ryan, we love you.
We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back, Ryan. We may have stepped out on you in international.
I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan. You told me all about those overpriced wireless providers and how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out.
Oh yeah,
soon.
That's
yeah,
right.
Ryan.
When I heard that Deadpool v Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile.
Oh,
accounts.
I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
Mint Ryan, Mobile, call us. I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones
do you have? Hey, modern phones allow you to put
multiple. Is Freddie stepping out on us with other podcasts?
Oh my gosh. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue
you. 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code Dungeons at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How'd it go?
Taylor's got a knife at your throat.
Oh, Taylor, she's up.
Link's been working on a poster for, like, abandoned animals for the charity.
Oh, yeah. The charity grift, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went pretty well, I guess.
So do I slit?
What?
What? No!
Slit what? What are you talking about?
Oh.
Put the sword down, dude.
And I swing it and it does a little whoosh.
I push it.
And
I
die.
I want to know, is it sharp? Or is that fucking mail? Or is that a maul?
Well, so
storage?
I think like maul katanas, what happens is they're sharp, but like for like one cut is really what it is. You know what I'm saying?
And one's all you need when you're Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
They're dull from the beginning. They're just like.
No. They're usually
sharp in a sword, regardless.
They're usually sharp, but they don't hold that sharpness, is what it is.
Damn. That was like me in the gifted program in elementary school.
Nice.
So, okay. So,
so what's the deal? Yeah, download it.
So I'm going to tell you what's going down.
And then you do. I guess the only version that would matter, though, is like.
Do you tell us about our dads?
Yeah, our dads. Do you tell us that? Do you tell us that he's doing stuff with our dads?
No, I don't think I do.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. As we drive, we can make this.
Wait, before we go, can I just have a word with my dad?
Where is he? He's dead.
His legs.
Can I have the room, please?
Taylor, I can do you one better than that.
I'm not interested in your witchcraft.
Oh, a new interesting direction for Taylor. When you spent the night at his house, you didn't see a single Harry Potter book. And not for the good reason.
I don't like Harry Potter. Yeah, but do you not like it 10 years ago or the last 5 years?
Taylor, I can cast a spell called Sending. You send a short message of 25 words or less to a creature with which you are familiar. The creature hears the message in its mind, recognizes you as the sender of it to know you, and can answer in a like manner immediately. The spell enables creatures with intelligence scores of at least one to understand the meaning of your message. I mean, your dad's kind of a himbo, but I think he's got at least one intelligence.
Thank you.
You can send the message across any distance, even to other planes of existence.
Oh, hey.
But if the target is on a different plane than you, there's a 5% chance that the message doesn't arrive.
Okay, awesome. All right.
So give me 25 words. Give me like a tweet.
Okay.
Make sure it ends with sad.
So in all caps, Taylor says, "Hey, Dad, I am not sure if you can hear me or not, but I just wanted to say, hang on, and I'm gonna come.
Don't say it like that.
I'm not going to say it like that in the message.
I'm not going to say it like that in the message.
You look at it, says C-U-M. It says C-U-M.
Yeah. You see the words magically appear in front of you, and it's C-U-M. And it vibrates a little. All the other words are still that word vibrates.
It's like when you send with an effect in like iMessage.
Yeah. I send the message.
I'm going to come get you and save you.
I send the message.
I love you, and I hope to spend... Well,
we're over our character limit.
It ended on come.
This is like a fucking...
All right, so you
telegram.
Send it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He can't respond back, though, unless
he can respond back.
Oh, 5% chance, though, it doesn't get to him.
5% right. chance. Let me roll. What is that?
Come here and look.
No way.
But we don't know. We don't
Are
know.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, my God.
There's no response.
It should go to a random person.
Yeah.
That you know.
So, am I supposed to hear something back?
I don't know how long a message takes, but...
And his legs melt in front of you.
Your
spell killed my dad!
What? No! No, no. It didn't! It's a high spell!
The legs are not the important part. The other part of his body, he's probably just regrew them wherever he is.
Guys, who cares?
Demon, right?
Let's just go to the mayor.
Oh, okay. I know, she's just like, she's going through... We're all going...
She's on thin ice with me, okay?
No, that's fair. That's
I'm
cool.
keeping an eye on her. Okay. If she makes one false move, this is just between us.
She in here, she's right.
She's right here, dude.
Just tell her.
Scary, plug your ears!
I don't care enough to plug my ears.
God fucking damn it, Scary!
All right.
Look, okay. We go and we make a chocolate
scared.
Cart.
So basically, you hollow out some empty Swallows vegan ice cream containers.
Here's what it is that Normal has read one book, and it's The Hobbit, and he can think of one scheme, and it's hiding in a big barrel.
Well, I like the idea that she has, like, a push cart. Like,
it's a push cart. That's what we all
like,
mean, a push
cart. Like, you see, like, in L.A., those guys, you know, like,
ring,
the
ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, it's got, like, sleigh bells on it.
Yeah, okay.
It's got, like, some fucking Fritos hanging off the side, because sometimes you're not in the mood for ice cream.
It's full of booby traps, like the baby cart in Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of different, like, windows and stuff you can put your hand out of if you need to, like, little flaps and stuff.
Link was using your family computer and was getting little pictures of, like, just sick-looking animals, and it says, like, you know, money for... The Abandoned Animals of San Dimas.
And your little ice cream song that plays as you push it around is the Sarah McLachlan song.
Yes,
from that commercial.
In the Arms of an Angel.
Yeah.
So, Scary, I think you're just going to tell her that, like, thanks for meeting you, but also while you're here, like, you got to work
it's
on.
It's a school project.
Yeah, you're part of the Girl Scouts, but, like, yeah, you need to raise money, and, like, oh, whatever she wants you to do, you can't do it until you finish this. So, like, maybe she could buy all the ice cream so you don't have to keep, because you can't work for her or do whatever until you're done. So, yeah, so sell all
That's
the ice cream.
Fair.
And then what are you going to say when she buys it?
Psych.
Nice. Yeah.
Psych, yes. The magic
what
word.
If, I'm just throwing this out there. Like, what if Willie finds out that we did this?
Well, hey, he will, because it's a scam. So, like, he's totally going to know.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But we're going to be in the goof realm.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll work.
I mean, Scary. Like,
it'll
there's
work.
No way, unless you do kill us, like, eventually he's going to find out that you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Miss Wells, oh, Garcia. To cover our tracks, can you please plan our funerals?
Do you not want Willie
to know
you
didn't kill? A funeral requires a body. That's not going to cover your tracks. If anything, it's going to draw
casket.
More attention to it.
Closed casket.
Wait. No, that's true. I don't want you to get hurt, Scary. We could... Do you think your mom could find some corpses?
You want me to find...
Oh, you're still here. Just so that, like...
You want me to find three kids that look kind of like you were
dead. While
we're
in the goof
dead.
Realm, it'd be good for Scary's sake if Willie did think that kids did die in here.
Okay.
Can you deal with that?
Yeah.
And the police?
Yes.
At the very least, I can find an adult corpse for you because you're tall. The other two, yeah, I could.
Good
I mean,
luck.
It's going to be emotionally difficult for me to imagine a corpse that looks like my baby boys. I don't want to think about that at all.
For just
like
decapitated sale, or whatever. Katana just like, never used.
Just get real nasty with it. Like, you can't identify
no,
the body.
No, she showed a picture of you guys with your head still
ashes.
On.
Ashes. It's much easier if you just burn the house
burn
down.
Oh, burn the house down. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my house that I just saved. Do you want
no,
me to
we're
burn
not
it?
Burning my house down.
Okay.
You guys are overthinking it.
Okay,
it's not
right,
the deal.
Right. Let's get
it.
Let's get
I think I really
here.
Did you a favor here.
Good luck looking for a corpse.
Normally, you need. I never thought I would say this, but you're the coolest of your friends, and you need better ones.
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, wait a minute.
What the hell?
Okay, so she drives you across town.
Thank
towards...
you for the ride, Miss Valdo Garcia.
It's still this happening. Is... We're still in the moment.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to narrate a little bit.
Thank you for the ride
that we're currently having. Yes, you're welcome for what I'm currently doing. As
Can
she
you
drives
turn the
you...
AC down a little bit back here.
Yes. As you drive downtown towards City Hall, you see the city get more
I've never
and more
seen buildings so tall. As I hang out the window.
What are you referencing there?
he's never seen City. No, it's that movie about the kid who's like from the jungle.
Jungle to Jungle?
Oh my God.
Wait, what? The most insane reference that has ever happened on this fucking podcast.
This is an episode where we reference Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze.
You outdid me somehow.
This is that,
Jungle to Jungle starring Tim Allen.
It was funny to me. Because Ozzie
Santimus. It was so funny you decided to say it out fucking loud.
Because Ozzie Santimus probably doesn't have any buildings taller than like 3 times.
And you lived in San Diego.
I've never seen Matt laugh this hard in my life. You were the stupidest fucking thing.
Matt, your character has lived in San Dimas his whole life. He's saying San Dimas is like a podunk town compared to LA, I guess.
I can't explain why I said it. I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
You maladjusted son of a bitch.
I'm going to look up the San Dimas City Hall. And
no, don't bother. It's fine.
I'm just going to Street View just to see what the area looks like. And there's nothing taller than 2 stories. Oh no, there's a house that's 2 stories tall across the street.
Remember how the third act turn of that movie is when he's like, I was obligated to keep you. He's like, obligated?
Yeah. Remember that?
Remember that?
Yep.
It's fucking wild that we remember that shit.
I haven't thought about that movie since I was like 7 years old.
Can't remember any of the rules of Dungeons and Dragons. No. But
yeah, that stuff's staying in there for good.
Sorry.
I'm like, okay.
I'm sorry. You can narrate. I will not interrupt you. I'm sorry.
All right. So you drive.
You were just in a 2-story house.
There's seat buildings as tall. I know the shot so well. He's like up against the taxi. Like, I'm at the they're full. They're taller than trees. But there's like trees. In San Diego, since trees would be taller than the buildings. Like for sure. Anyways, all right.
Jungle to Jungle, 1997.
I wonder if that movie holds up.
I think it's even more insane that I caught it.
Yeah, no, it's pretty wild.
Because you just said, you know that movie with the kid where the trees and he's looking at the buildings.
I just said a line from who nobody remembers.
So yeah, as you drive downtown towards City Hall, you see the city around you get more and more chaotic and violent as the mayor's influence grows. You see overturned cars, bonfires, the number of doodlerized people you see grows exponentially as you get closer. They're walking around as if in a haze. You see some people just vomiting black ooze onto the ground. Somebody's just screaming and pulling out their hair. Eventually, you come to City Hall, and Rebecca is like, I can't stay here for very long. You see a lot of those doodlerized people, like, their attention's getting turned onto your car and kind of like shambling zombies. They're starting to move in.
Quick, unload
slowly.
The ice cream.
Before we go, I just want to say, like, we haven't had a lot of time to talk lately, and I'm going through a lot of stuff, but I want you to know that I love you, and it's going to be okay. We're gonna make it through this. And we're going to help. Anyway, that's all. I give her a big hug.
Okay. She goes, oh, yeah, thank you. I will make it through this. And you will too. I'm proud of you. I am proud of you.
And then Normal just kind of cries and hugs her. Thanks, Mom.
No, no problem. I'm just going to drive around in circles until you reappear. We didn't actually have a plan for how he was going to come pick you up or what was going to happen after that.
No, Mom, you go be safe. Go protect yourself. We'll be fine. We're troopers. We can handle it.
All right. And she hands you her assault rifle. And she goes, you use this. Before you think, don't even give him time to fucking try to argue with you. If you got to use it, you got to use it.
There's no safety on this one, Miss Wiles Garcia.
Yeah, your uncle taught me the only safety is your finger and your mind. So
okay.
you do what you got to do.
Okay.
All right, everyone, we're going to be all right. So just a review. We're all going in the ice cream cart.
Yep. Hop in.
And then you're pushing us, right, Scary?
I'm pushing you.
Scary, if you pull any shit, I'll kill you.
All right. Okay. So you're all in the ice cream push cart.
Three boys in an assault rifle with no safety on it.
Yeah. In an ice cream cart heading towards the City Hall. So
it's very small
detail. I'm sticking my finger like behind the trigger so that like it can't accidentally
call.
Go. Yeah.
And I'm pointing.
See, it doesn't work when I try to pull the trigger. We're good to go.
And look down the spout. See if there are bullets in there.
And I'm pointing it back towards where Scary's pushing us. Like, don't worry, that's our insurance.
And I pull out something we haven't used in a long time. And I pull out my human gun. I bite my fingernails and I load it.
That's right. You still have that?
Yeah.
Did we lose all our stuff?
You lost all the stuff that was in the trunk of the car.
Yeah, I kept it in my back pocket.
But he was holding on to it.
Dude, he kept that fucking lying tight, dude, right by his fucking groin.
Everybody,
groin,
it shouldn't. It shouldn't just be me. Each of you, give me a little fingernail or something.
Now my fingernails are already.
Okay, I pluck a hair.
Ow! I give you one of my boogers.
Okay.
Right. I bite my lip and I bleed.
Oh, okay, cool. So. So just so the order is Scary, Normal, Taylor Link. That's yep. When I shoot the bullets.
Go ahead and write that down.
It's just a small detail, but like as Scary approaches City Hall, it's like there's the ramp that she could push the cart up, but she's like very stubbornly dragging it up the stairs one stair.
Yeah, which is very unpleasant for you guys.
She must be so yoked.
Yeah, like, she must be very strong to pull three boys up the stairs in the cart. But
and some ice cream.
And some ice cream. Well, there's no ice cream. It's just you guys.
It's very insulated.
I thought that there was ice cream on top.
Yeah, there's got to be like a couple.
It's a layer of ice cream on the top.
Like in Jackie
Brown. It's got a curtain. It's a curtain around the trolley. We're in the cart. Yeah.
So you start heading in and you see some Dudelarized people beginning to lurch towards you. And you hear over the loudspeakers.
Oh, no need to lurch. I'm here to see the mayor.
They're like... and they're just walking towards you and sounding more and more orgasmic as they get close to you. And Whoa. The mayor... That's how I come. And the mayor gets on the loudspeaker and you hear...
Let her through, please. Let her through. She has a meeting with the mayor. It's fine.
Everyone stops stock still and you walk past an ocean of still staring faces watching you and tracking you with their heads. As you walk into City Hall.
That's right. I'm getting into politics. All right.
So you headed to the office, I assume? Her
yep.
office?
Yep.
There's a clear path to her office, but on either side of that path are several holes, purple and undulating and meaty and fleshy, on either side of the pathway. And you can investigate them more if you like to, or if you could just keep going into the office. It's up to you.
Well, I guess I'll investigate if they look like portals.
Go ahead.
11.
So 11, you can tell they are portals. You can't tell to where, but you can tell that they are definitely quick ways from getting wherever the mayor is to wherever she wants to get to.
Oh, she's got a fast travel system in here too.
Mm-hmm. It's maybe easier than we thought.
At least within this realm, you can tell that.
Oh, fuck. Never mind.
So it might just be like a teleportation around this realm
yes.
for all we know.
She's got fast travel in this level, but she can't go somewhere where it requires a new loading screen.
Unless she pushes through one of those really narrow little walls.
Oh, yeah. She has
God of War, one of the writers, Anthony Birch, you know, is full of
Okay, so you head into the office of the mayor, and she stands up, she's writing what looks to be a bill, and then you see on the table, it's actually just a corpse, and she's just etching into its back with a razor God. Blade.
And the guy's name is Bill.
Yeah, his name's Bill. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, he's got a name tag on his chest that you would see if you looked under, but you're not going to. It says, my name is Bill. She goes, I'm so sorry, you got me at a busy time. There's so many things to do. There's so many things to do. And her face gets tighter and her eyes bulge out a little bit more. And she goes, I've been told that you're a very enterprising young woman and you wanted to speak with me. You've killed some people. And that's very, I think we could have a very good use for you in our organization.
Oh, that's great. You know, there's only like one problem is that I have this charity assignment for school that I need to finish before I could be an enterprising young woman. But if only there were some way to get more money for the animals. Won't somebody think of the animals is
play
what I'm always trying to say.
So play the song.
She's doing a great job. Oh, yeah. I pressed a little button.
In the eyes. All right. So go ahead and roll persuasion with advantage because you have the image of the sad puppies and the In the Arms of an Angel playing.
16.
Okay. So with a 16, she goes like, oh, I'm always one for charity. It's always good to do a little charity before re-election time comes up. So yeah, I love an animal just as much as the next one, especially fried or baked. Just kidding. Little joke.
You're
little
so
joke.
Funny.
Little joke. Can I kiss you on the forehead? Can I kiss you? Just lean in. She leans in. Lips puckering. I just want to give you a little kiss on the forehead. For the cameras, you see.
Cameras.
And she gestures at the wall where there's nothing there. And she goes, for the cameras, you see.
Yeah, so I guess I don't care.
Okay, here we go. Here it comes.
You need a big check. So you only do kisses with big checks.
Oh, I actually realized, I realize I do kisses on the forehead for big checks.
It's a good photo.
Photo op. Think of the optics. Big check.
Yes. Yes. Think of the optics with that check.
Oh, yes, a big check. I have many big checks. Let me go into the closet. She goes into the closet, and there's just a bunch of big novelty checks in there, along with a big pair of scissors.
Big bloodstained pair of scissors.
Right? Yeah.
It's like the fucking clock tower fucking monster.
Yeah.
Deep cut reference there.
It's no Jungle to Jungle, but yeah.
I love the idea that we're like writing down these little notes and passing them to Scary, and that's how she's seeing them like below, you know, like below where she's pushing. And then as she goes into things, she's like, make sure that the checking account and the routing number are accurate and on the check. That's what Taylor sends out.
Okay. So she comes back with a big novelty check, and she goes, "How much for the ice cream per?
$5,000.
$5,000 it is then.
Okay.
For 10 gallons of ice cream. Here we go." And she writes out, I assume they're gallon cartons, $50,000 check, and she signs it on the big novelty thing, and she hands it over to you. And she goes, I'll take the lot of it then.
Okay.
ooh, I wish, but this is melted here, so I'll have to take this check back to headquarters and get you our best, most frozen ice cream.
Well, I think
you're gonna jump out.
You jump out?
Just, I goes, psych!
And she goes, you can cancel checks.
It wasn't for charity, though.
You thought it was.
Guys, come out with
Psych!
Me.
I'm going to roll to see if Goofrum opens up.
Taylor's just stuck in the car still. He's like kind of leaned down. His foot got caught. He's like, psych!
Goofrum does not open up. And she goes, guards.
I point the gun and I shoot Scary.
Scary?
I shoot Scary out of my gun at the mayor so she won't talk.
You're like a couple feet away from the mayor. So when you point the gun and shoot it.
The moment I hear is essentially start calling for guards.
She goes, gah! And then she gets a face full of Scary as you pull the trigger. But again, you're not that far away from her. So she comes out and her body like crunch and like kind of compresses between the gun and the mayor. And she just like falls to the ground and like knocks over the mayor. What does Scary's doppelganger say, you think, as she comes out of the gun and hits the mayor?
Don't care, so sad. Don't care, so sad.
And she keeps saying that as she melts into the floor into a pile of.
I jump on top, I shoot the next bullet. I say, see, you got scammed. I shoot.
All right.
And I shoot normal.
So normal comes out. She gets knocked over by the first bullet. The second bullet hits her.
You thought that those were us scamming you and hitting you, but they're just doppelganger bodies. Psych.
God. All right, so normal hits her. What does normal say as he goes out again?
Let's go, come on. That's great. Yeah.
Ah, gee whiz. Oh. Okay, and then he dissolves, and she goes,
can't something just work out? And I pull the trigger again. I shoot Taylor.
Okay, so Taylor, what do you say as your doppelganger comes out? That's it?
Yeah. As I come out. But if you could slow it down, you would see that like my eyebrows cocked in a cool way.
All right. So that hits her. Again, this is not a scam. This is just
assault. That was a scam. You got scammed. Admit it. And I pull the trigger one last time and I fly out.
Okay, so for the first time, she understands how the gun works because all she saw was, I guess she saw Scary too. So yeah, she sees you pointing your gun at her and then you also come out of the gun and you hit her.
He's just crying.
All right.
My nigga behind is crying.
Because it somehow remembers what happened last time. All right.
And I'm just pulling the trigger endlessly. Clicking. Okay.
Click.
Scary looks around and is like, guys, my tummy never hurt. I just wanted attention.
A portal to Goofrum opens.
We'll do the Seinfeld noise.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say,
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch is our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Max and Waller, Brian Fernandez is our content producer, Ashley Nicolette is our community manager, Courtney Terry is our community coordinator, Esther Ellis is our lead editor, Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This podcast is directly supported by our Patreon, and that Patreon has the names of cool people, only cool people, people like Grayson Vickery, Benjamin R. Hamilton, Anne-Marie, Kite Heavens, AJ Zahuranek, Britt Rosser, Micah, like the singer, Micah Richards, Jamie Smith Logan, Stephen Pulsifer, Noah, Dustin Gebel, Charlie Dorenzo, Nathan Gilbert, Columbo Moto, Jacob Emelot, Ivan DeBerg, Jacob Williams, Jojo Jukin, and Sophie. You too can support this podcast direct on Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads, and you get bonus content. We're gearing up this week to record another Patreon exclusive one-shot. This one, a murder mystery that we are calling Dad Then There Were None, a Dadatha Christie Who Dadded. We've done a few of these Patreon-exclusive one-shots. Our first one ties in the story you're listening to right now, where we play the ancestors of the Season 1 dads in a pre-World War II, pre-Haze Code romp in the Call of Cthulhu system called At the Mountains of Dadness, where the origins of the Doodler are revealed. We also done a Star Wars one-shot called All That Jizz that has absolutely nothing to do with anything that you're listening to, because it's in the Star Wars system. A Regency-era one-shot we did called Sons and Sons Ability, and on top of all of that, as a Patreon supporter, you get access to the live shows that we've done, and we're going to be doing a lot more this year. A little secret. We're working on that. And when we do, you'll get access to those recordings of those live shows as well. The Patreon is just where we dump all of the extra bonus content that's too spicy and too good for the main feed. We also do videos. We have an after show. We have community events. There's a vibrant Discord. There's fan art all over the place. It's just a cool place to hang out. It's one of the best cool clubs on the internet behind a paywall. That's at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our Twitter is dungeonsanddads. Our website is dungeonsanddads.com. Our merch is at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies, and that next episode is coming out May 9th. We'll see you then.
The entire crew of the Challenger.
Oh. What? What?
That's so sad.
We make fun of dead people all the time on this podcast.
I don't know why they seem special to me, but they definitely do. I don't know why.